Hello and welcome. I'm Anna Wilds, the Franchise Economist. Here's the layout for the Franchise Minute. We have a one-minute video on a hot topic in franchising each week. And this week, the topic is home service franchises. Then 15 minutes of live Q&A will follow, and I will field those questions, and you'll put your questions in the chat box. All right, we're going to wait just a couple of more seconds before we begin. And everyone, feel free to put your questions into the chat box now if you have any, and we'll begin in just a moment. Okay, it's 11:31, and we'll now have the Franchise Minute. Hello, I'm Anna Wilds, the Franchise Economist, and your host for today's Franchise Minute. Today's topic is home service franchises. Let's begin by emphasizing that no industry experience is required. That's because owners will receive extensive training and support in the type of business involved. One of the roles of the owner is to hire the employees or the subcontractors that will do the actual work. Realize that most home service franchises are looking for two things: people with business acumen and people management skills. And many of the franchises in this category offer the very attractive manage the manager business model, or what is called semi-absentee franchises. Put your questions in the chat box about this topic. I'll be happy to address those in the next 14 minutes. Thank you for joining us. All right. The first question that comes in is, give examples of home service franchises. Well, there are many, many, many. Home service franchises have been a staple in franchising for decades. So some examples would include painting, roofing, insulation, gutters, flooring, window replacement, window treatments. My most recent deal was a pool cleaning and repair service. It's pretty much anything that mid to upper income level homeowners would need. So anyone who owns a home knows there's always a constant to-do list. Other things include, a handyman services. There's a franchise that renovates only bathrooms. There's a franchise that renovates only kitchens. There are organization systems for kitchens, garages, pantries, closets. There are also garage floors and also concrete staining, residential cleaning, of course, garage doors, installation and repair, sprinkler systems, holiday lighting, landscape lighting, outdoor lighting, all that sort of thing. They're pretty much, if there's a service that a homeowner needs, there's probably a franchise version of it. Okay, so thanks. That was a good question. Let's see, there are a couple more that we have here. All right, here's somebody who says that they're confused about why industry experience isn't needed. You know, help me understand that. Well, the best way for me to do that is for me to have you look at it from, let's look at it from the franchisor's perspective. What is it that a franchisor is looking for in a new franchisee? Well, of course, you need to have the money. That's important. Now, it's really different, though, between, say, a job search and what an employer is looking for, and a franchise search and what a franchisor is looking for. Normally, in a job interview, or if you're trying to figure out if the job's right for you, and the company is trying to figure out if you're right for the job, your industry experience is usually very important, highly important in the hiring process. But when it comes to finding a franchise that's right for you, the most important thing is not your industry or industry knowledge or your experience in that industry. The franchisor is already expert in that area, so they're not looking for your expertise. What they're looking for are your transferable skills, things like business management, operations management, sales, leadership, Those sorts of things are what a franchisor is looking for, are your skills. And franchises should provide world-class comprehensive training on their particular business and their business model. So you don't need to have industry experience at all. That's why so many franchises say no experience required. What is required are skills, skills that will help you be a successful business owner. So I hope that's helpful. Okay, let's see what else we have here. Very good question. There was a surge in home improvement services during the COVID lockdown. Isn't that over now? Okay, let's talk about that. Yes, there was a surge in home improvement. You probably heard about Home Depot and Lowe's, you know, had, you know, all kinds of sales going on during the lockdown because people couldn't go anywhere. They were stuck in their homes and they were fixing up their homes because they had to work from there. They had to teach their kids from there and they had to live there. And most people got a dog, it sounds like, if they already didn't have one. So a lot of changes to the household. But here's the thing. Home service franchises have been perennial favorites in franchising decade after decade, many, many years, and many years in the past, many years in the future. Home service franchises will continue to be sustainable businesses in franchising. Why is that? Well, there's several reasons. One is that for many people, their home is their single largest investment, and they are going to maintain it and keep it up. Secondly, right now, there are three in particular microeconomic factors going on that are really fueling continued growth in home service franchises, in the demand for them. One is the real estate inventory is small. Or in other words, the residential real estate market is tight. There's not a lot of supply. Demand exceeds supply, and that makes the cost of owning a home go up. The second thing is we all know that interest rates are rising. So that means the cost of a mortgage is going up. So given the increase in house prices and the increase in mortgage rates, many people can't afford or find a home that they want. So what that means is, well, there's one more factor to take into account. And then the work environment situation, work from home and hybrid work situations are commonplace now. And so more people than ever are working from home. These three things dovetail into there being a continued long-term need for home service franchises. So yes, the blip that happened, the upward surge in home services did really skyrocket during COVID and the lockdown, but this is just a long-term perennial favorite. People who own homes are going to get them repaired and maintain them. For example, if a tree falls on a homeowner's roof, they're going to get it removed and get the repair made. And not only that, the home insurance should cover that. So that's what helps make these, you know, good, stable businesses to get into. Now, there are other factors beyond people's control, but just long-term, I'm a big fan of home service franchises. Okay, let's see what else. Another question was, do I have any favorite franchisors in this space? Well, I do. I'll just in general describe three. Their parent companies that own multiple home service brands. Okay. And so what that means is they have the infrastructure, the systems, and the people to support new franchisees at an exceptional level. I really like them because they share best practices among their franchisees, among the brands. It also helps franchisees scale and grow a business by being able to stay in the same market. They call it stacking. So let's say a franchise has an HVAC company, okay? And then they have bought their local market. Well, that same franchise may have a residential cleaning franchise. And so the HVAC franchisee can also own a residential cleaning franchise in the same market, and they get to cross sell. They have the same customers, so they can cross sell to their existing customer base. And then they can continue to add on other services if they choose, and can really scale the business in the local market. It doesn't require, you know, moving out of state or owning territory, you know, far from where you live. Another thing that I like is I've just seen franchises that really have a great deal of resources focused on helping franchisees succeed. That's what you really want to look for. And that comes with comprehensive training in the business, understanding the business model, marketing, operations, IT, all that sort of stuff. Franchises that make it all about the franchisee, that's where you want to go. And those are the type of companies that I refer the people I work with to. Okay, let's see if we've got another question. I do, there is another question. Okay, help me. All right, somebody is confused. I'm using the term franchisee and franchisor, and what does all that mean? And I'm sorry, I do speak industry jargon. Like every industry, there's particular jargon. So sometimes I refer to the franchisee or the Z, and that is the person that was awarded territory in their market and owns the business. Sometimes I refer to the franchisee as the owner. I mean the local owner. I don't mean the franchisor. The franchisor is the franchise that has the brand, the systems, who awards territory, who you pay your royalties to, who you pay your franchisee to. And in exchange for that, you get the systems training support. And if you don't see value in what you're getting in return for the franchise fee and the ongoing royalty, well, then my advice to you is don't do it. Okay, so thank you for helping me explain the difference between a franchisee, the local owner, and the franchisor, or what we call the ZOR sometimes, which is the parent company or the franchise. Okay, let's see. We might have time for one more question. What do I do if I'm interested in getting started and exploring franchises or home service franchises? I say just connect with me on LinkedIn and send me a message and we'll set up a time to chat. Okay, and I'll go over the process that I take people through to help them decide if a franchise is for them, and if it is, which franchise is right for them. Okay, before we run out of time, let me invite you to join us to next week's Franchise Minute. It's going to be on the topic of side hustle franchises. I expect a lot of people to be interested in that. Be sure to tell your family and friends about the Franchise Minute. We'd love to have them join us too. Bye. See you next week. I'm Anna Wilds, the Franchise Economist. Thanks for being here.